would just be on by default.
I wanted to ask Grace Oldham about some other research you had done. You were just recently in Dallas in Texas talking to a Unitarian church that was involved with helping people access abortion. Can you talk about what they're doing and what's happened now that Roe has been overturned and the history of their work?
Yes, absolutely. So I went to Dallas, which is where I'm from, and went to the First Unitarian Church of Dallas, which is actually the church that my family grew up in as well, and had the opportunity to see some of the action happening at that church around helping people access abortion in New Mexico. So there's a long history there. In the 60s, the Unitarian Universalist Church stated their public support for access to abortion. This is before Roe v. Wade. And the ministers at that church were working with the Clergy Consultation Service, which was a network of mostly Protestant ministers and Jewish rabbis across the country who helped people find safe abortions. And so they were working with a doctor named Dr. Curtis Boyd, who we talked about in this radio story that we published this weekend, who was performing safe abortions before they were legal in Texas. And eventually Dr. Boyd moved from Texas to New Mexico, and the ministers at the church at the time helped coordinate flights from Dallas to New Mexico for people to access abortion pre-Roe. Well, now since SB 8 in Texas in September, again, the ministers of the First Unitarian Church and a network of volunteers with the New Mexico Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, as well as Dr. Boyd, who still owns clinics in Dallas and New Mexico and Albuquerque, are making trips every few weeks to Albuquerque to bring a group of around 20 patients to access safe and legal abortions in Albuquerque. And so the church will continue to support people who are needing access to abortion despite how the laws change, and are currently working to figure out like what the parameters around that will be. But yep, there are flights every 2 weeks, bringing 20 patients, organized by a network of volunteers. The funding and the logistics are taken care of by the New Mexico Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice.
And Grace, I wanted to ask you about something we discussed earlier, these crisis pregnancy centers. And you said that there are hundreds of them around the country. Who funds them? Because even if they're volunteers largely that work in them, obviously the rents have to be paid, the organization, the network has to be sustained. Did your research delve at all into how these centers came to be established?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of the funding is from private funders. There's large anti-abortion organization networks of crisis pregnancy centers, such as Heartbeat International, for example. In some cases, the funding comes from taxpayer dollars, public funding from states who fund alternative to abortion programs. And then in some cases, the funding comes from funding diverted from federal funding as well. So the majority is from private donors, but there is some public funding and taxpayer dollars going toward crisis pregnancy centers as well.
Crisis pregnancy centers known as CPCs, and we'll certainly be doing more on them. Grace Oldham, thanks so much for being with us, a fellow at Reveal. We're going to link to your recent investigation. Headline: Facebook and anti-abortion clinics are collecting highly sensitive info on would-be patients. And thanks to Daley Barnett, staff technologist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which has just published a set of digital privacy guides for abortion providers and abortion seekers on how to protect their information. We'll link to those as as well. And just a reminder, it's primary day in New York, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah. Here in New York, Kathy Hochul is facing two challengers in the Democratic gubernatorial primary, New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams and Congressmember Tom Suozzi. Hochul became governor after Andrew Cuomo resigned last year. We'll report on the results tomorrow across the country. Today at 1 p.m. Eastern, we will live stream the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection with its surprise hearing. That's 1 p.m. Eastern at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Oh, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And you're mine.
You're mine.
You are mine.
You're mine.
Baby, I'm yours.
I'm
and
yours.
Nothing's gonna ever come between.
Between us.
keep your heart, because your heart is mine. Your heart is mine. Your heart is mine. Lover of mine, if I could tell you how I yearn for the day to come.
Why can't you? Oh, well, I finally heard the news just a short time ago that you've been fooling around on me, honey, and it sure hurt me so. Now, I couldn't believe my ears, yet it just broke me down in tears, 'cause everybody knew it but me. You know they laughed at me when I said that you were the best, 'cause all the time they knew that you was just like the rest. Now it really made me so, but what even hurted me more is everybody knew it, oh, but me. Now I treated you nice.
I treated you nice.
I treated you kind.
I treated you kind.
You asked me to trust you, and I said I would. Now we've been together.
Probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I wish that we This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Oh, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And you're mine.
You're mine.
You are mine.
You're mine.
Baby, I'm yours.
I'm
and
yours.
Nothing's gonna ever, 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 ever come between.
Chance, knowing her throne was at stake, it
Well, I finally heard the news just a short time ago that you've been fooling around on me, honey, and it sure hurt me so. Now I couldn't believe my ears, yet it just broke me down in tears, 'cause everybody knew it but me. You know they laughed at me when I said that you were the best, 'cause all the time they knew that you was just like the rest. Now it really made me so, but what even hurted me more is everybody knew it all but me. Now I treated you nice,
I treated you nice,
I treated you kind,
I treated you kind.
You asked me to trust you, and I said I would. Now we've been together, for such a long, long time. And after all this time, I come to find out you ain't no good, because you told me that you love me, and me all along. Yet all the time you knew that you were just doing me wrong. They said I've been a fool, darling. How could you be so untrue?
And everybody knew it.
Probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I wish that we Show me some sense. 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 Show me some sense.
If you want my arms around you tonight, and if your heart cries out for me at night, and if you want to love the end.
Show me some
signs. Will you feel me when I'm feeling blue?
Oh.
And if I give my heart, will you be true?
Oh.
Can I have your love and trust you with mine? And darling, hey now, girl, show me some signs.
Show me some signs. Show me some signs.
Show me some signs.
Show me some signs.
Show me some signs.
Show me some signs.
Show me some signs.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This is Alex Patterson from the Orb, and you're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM, suckers.
Passing all into all.
Love is hot.
Love is hot. Truth is molten.
Choo 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 choo. The song is while the leaves scoot. Ting ting tang a little bit. Sleepless she looked. He filled.